This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some running once again, and we join Dean Edwards in Wolverhampton in the UK. Dean, welcome. Nice to chat once again. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Brad.
Dean, the run in an Ironman, particularly in Kona, is vital. I mean, if you overcook it on the bike, you're in for a long, long, difficult time on the run. How would you rate your run out of the three disciplines? You mentioned swim's probably your weakest. Would you say it's stronger than your bike, or is your bike stronger?
What tends to happen for me is I'll get out of the water quite a bit back, and then I'll gain a lot of places on the bike. And then normally my run is just about strong enough to hold on to the position I've worked hard for on the bike. Literally this year in Kona, I was 193rd off the bike overall, and I was 193rd after the run as well.
That's
more or less how it goes in most of my Ironman races, to be honest.
That's incredible to hang on to it like that. But as far as the run goes, I mean, a lot of people who really perform from an age group perspective come from a running background, and they find it really easy. Have you found running at that sort of pace pretty easy, or do you find you have to work really hard at it?
I found I have to work really hard at all the disciplines, to be honest. So I've never felt like I'm natural at any of them. I didn't come from a running background. I'd only been doing it for 12 months before triathlon. So I'm not massively experienced at any of the disciplines. You know, I definitely have to work hard at it.
As far as staying injury-free, you mentioned in a previous chat that you're not the smallest of age groupers. You're probably on the upper sort of level. What do you do from a off the running perspective, maybe strength training in the gym and that sort of thing, to avoid any overuse injuries on the run?
The only work I'll do in the gym is core work, really. I don't do any sort of strength work. With weights. I used to do a lot of weight training, like before running and triathlon. I don't do any of that sort of thing now. I just don't think it's necessary, and it's not time efficient. I think you can make better gains by doing more specific strength training for each discipline.
Let's talk about specific gains. Can you pin it down to one thing that you've done in your sort of Ironman career that's made a big difference and improved your run performance?
It's a difficult one, really. I think you, treadmill, for some of my intervals has helped a lot in the last 12 months. Some people try and walk against using it, saying it can cause injuries and stuff, but I haven't found that. I do think that it can increase your leg turnover. Yeah, that's one thing I've noticed. And my times have gone down a bit, so it's all good.
As far as sort of workouts and the stuff that you really, really thrive and enjoy doing, what's your favourite type of run workout?
Probably hill repeats, really, is probably the most effective, in my opinion. I mean, you can go out and run with some hill repeats in the middle of it. Come home, you know, you've really had a good workout. Whereas before, I used to do a lot of junk miles. I just used to go out and just run and build up loads of fatigue and not really get any fitter.
I love that. It's a term that comes up fairly often here on the Kona Edge, junk miles, and it doesn't really just apply to the run, does it? It applies to all three disciplines.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that if you go out and just ride or just run that it's all junk miles. You do need some steadier sessions as well, especially on the bike. But you don't need as many steady miles as what people think. Otherwise, it just become junk mileage.
Yeah, and particularly as an age grouper, I mean, for someone like you who works full time, you've got a family, you've got to be really specific about what you're doing because you don't have time to waste. You've got to make every session count.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I mean, I can probably to give it 20 hours a week. You know, when I'm getting close to my own man, and I mean, my peak weeks, probably 15 hours a week. Other weeks, and if I just did steady sessions or easy sessions with those 15 to 20 hours a week, I don't think I would qualify for Kona.
Yeah, it's interesting indeed. Dean, thank you so much for your time here on the Kona Edge today. Looking forward to catching up again soon. Much appreciated. Take care.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.